my God. I got magpies right at my door.
Tell them to fuck off, can't
you hear him?
Trying
what's
to do
going
a podcast.
On? Every record, yeah, there's always this Aussie bird just like hanging out, having a chat.
Yeah.
Welcome to Australia.
Come to Australia, you might accidentally get killed. Blood is bound to be spilled. Can't remember the rest of the lyrics of that song.
Well, on that note, welcome back, 70s family. Hello, Wisconsin. Hey, that 70s show podcast. This week we are covering season 2, episode 24, Red Fired Up. Originally released the 8th of May, 2000. Back again, Shep. How you feeling?
Hey, what's happening, everyone? I'm feeling pretty good, man. I just had a chocolate, and I'm nice and snug at the moment in my office where it's nice and warm.
Beautiful, bruh. Beautiful, yeah, bro.
It's a bit of a shit day outside by the look of it, but it's nice in here.
Poo-poo day, isn't it? Do you have memory of this episode before today?
Nah, I couldn't. Like, although this is probably one that relates to me a lot more because it's about working and especially retail environment. That's a good half of my life. But, yeah, I don't remember much of this one, no.
Yeah, this one falls between the cracks for me too.
Yeah.
That's good, though. Fair. Before we get into the ep tonight, quickly, guys, if you haven't already, please give us a follow on Instagram at Hello Wisconsin Podcast or on Twitter at Hello 70s Podcast. I've been uploading a little bit more now, which is good, little videos here and there. But, yeah, if you guys feel like you need to wear our logo or merch, feel free to jump on at TeePublic, search for Hello Wisconsin. You'll find us there now. Feel free, don't feel obligated. Just, you know, if you want to, do it, go for it. It's all good. Also, if you guys can, please jump on to your podcast provider, Spotify, Apple, iTunes, CastBox, any of those. Jump on, give us a rating and review. It helps us grow, helps us get out there into more ears. Yes, no shout-outs this week. Shep, you right to go for trivia?
Yeah, I got some trivia for you.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so number one this week. So remember we talked about how Wilma Vanderama bought the Vista Cruiser for $500? Yeah, remember that?
I remember he bought it. I didn't know it was $500.
So he bought it for $500.
Okay.
That's how much he paid for it.
Right.
But in MSN, in 2009, MSN Autos, which is a website,
yep.
Ranked this car as the third greatest television car behind Monica's 1985 Porsche 911 in France and a 1928 Porter, which was in a show called My Mother the Car.
Okay. Wow.
So that's cool. How they rated it. Mm-hmm. But you'd think like there'd be heaps of cars like.
You would think so. Like Knight Rider and stuff like that.
Kid from Knight Rider and.
Yeah,
the Dukes of Hazzard car.
Yeah, definitely a Dukes of Hazzard. Yeah.
What's that car called? The
the Colonel? No, nah. General.
Yeah, the General Lee. That's right.
That's it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, but that's what they ranked it in 2009 on that MSN Auto review. So there you go.
Cool. Nice. Very nice. Cool.
So that's number one this week, and number two. Yep. What do you reckon Red's middle name is?
Oh, I've heard it, but I can't remember it. It's Red, isn't it?
It's not Red. Red. My name is Red Foreman.
No, his first name's not Red.
What's his first name?
It's Redman.
No, it's Reginald. Redman. What is he? Redman, Method Man? What is he? One of those bloody rappers?
Yeah. What's his middle name?
So it's Albert. So it's Reginald Albert Foreman.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
Sir
Reginald.
Very post-World War II name.
Very, very.
Oh, yeah, cool. That's awesome. They're good trivia notes, man.
Yeah, I thought you liked that.
Keep them copyrighted.
Keep them, stamped.
Yeah, yeah. Cool.
And the plot for this week, guys, is Red has to fire his old employee, Earl, from Price Mart, who brings Eric and Red closer together at work due to their enjoyment of making fun of him.
Yeah. Bullying.
And Kelso goes public about his relationship with Laurie.
Yeah, that's right. He gets back with her.
Yeah.
Going where no man's been before.
That's the gist of it. Everyone else has their own little bits and pieces to add, but that's the main plot for this week's episode.
Yeah.
Okay. Season 2, episode 24, Red Fired Up.
It's down to it.
Where do we start?
We start in the basement where Fez is eating a Tootsie Pop.
That's right. What's he saying? Something like, how many licks does it take to get to the center of the Tootsie Pop? And he's like, yeah. One, two, oh, screw it. And he bites it. And he's like, why did I bite it?
Yeah, I love how he goes to number two licking. He's like, two!
Yeah.
Have you ever tried a Tootsie Pop?
Probably not.
Obviously, we don't get them here, but I was just wondering if you had one.
No. Is it Tootsie Rolls? Is that what Chez Fez has in his bloody salon?
Mm. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, there you go. Good to see he's
still eating.
He still has his love for his Tootsie Pops, Tootsie Rolls.
That's it.
He loves his Tootsies.
Why did they bite? Yeah. Obviously, Eric's dressed ready to go to work. He's schmuck,
and Red comes down and yells at him to hurry up. Unless he wants to wear his ass for a hat.
Yeah.
And that's when John is like, you better go. You know, that ass hat screws with your hair.
Ass hat, yeah. Ass hat. Ass. 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 Arse.
Ass hat.
Yep.
Yeah, because I think it's still Eric's original hair at the moment, because other than Red, because bald, but Kitty and Red are the only ones that have, sorry, Kitty and Eric are the only two that use their original hair.
Oh,
everyone
really?
Else wears wig, apparently.
Oh.
And then you've I think in that. Like, yeah. And then in a couple seasons' time, I think they all wear wigs, including Kitty and Red, Kitty and Eric. Yeah, because it messes with their hair. It takes them too long to do, and it's damaging and all that sort of shit.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I read that. I'll try and clarify that on trivia down the track, but I'm pretty sure that's legit.
Righto. That's good.
The boys are feeling sorry for Eric for working for Red, yeah?
Yeah, they feel sorry for him. They love when he... Oh, yeah, that's later on. Yeah, they feel sorry for him. You wouldn't wear...
Yeah, because Hyde's like, I wouldn't wish that on my... Yeah, but Fez would.
Yeah, I would, yeah.
I would. Those suckers must pay.
And Kelso's missing Jackie still. Yeah, still, like, in the dumps about her.
How good's Kelso's Corvette shirt? It's just his vet on it.
Yeah, I did like that. I did notice that. That's cool.
Yeah.
What does Fez say? Because that's right. Jackie comes in and Kelso's trying to be all, like, nice with her still.
Yeah.
Like, basically, like, piss off. And Fez is like, if you're in the market for a new lover, I'm available.
Yeah, they say once you go Fez, you never go back.
Never go back. That rhymes in my language.
Yeah, in my language.
Oh, Fez.
And then Jackie's looking for Donna, and she goes upstairs looking for her. And then that's what kills her. It's like, I miss Jackie. Hyde's totally over the complaining. And that's where Fez goes, what did you like about it anyway? She calls your names. He's like, I can call your names. He's like, no problem, fart face.
And he's like, thanks, Fez. Thank you.
Yeah. How good's that? Fart face, man.
Yeah, Ollie heard that one. He pulled that one out.
Oh, he would have loved that.
Fart face is a good one. Yeah. I thought of one the other day that I was like, we used to say as kids that I hadn't heard in so long. And I was like, I got to say this to someone, but now I can't even think of what it was. Those old, sayings you used to tease people with.
Yeah, no. Was it fart face?
No, it wasn't fart face. Fart face is a classic, though.
Mm.
Damn it.
Oh, if you think of it during the show, just make sure you just yell it out.
Okay. I will. Yeah. I will.
Then we go over to Red's office, scene two, after the credits.
Oh, yeah, Price Mart, yeah. In the office, yeah. And the window's got, like, the fake factory in the background.
Yeah,
it doesn't move, it's just like, yeah.
Pretty lame.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, actually.
Eric's working his ass off.
Oh, yeah, man, Eric's cutting in. He's like, got it all down pat and whistling away and, Red has a dig at him about it, but then he starts to realize, he's like, hang on, this guy's actually doing his work.
Yeah, that's right. And that's where Eric starts getting sus because Red gives him some praise.
Yeah, he's like, what's your deal? What's going on here? He never gives him praise.
Nah.
He's up, though. He's
that's baiting. Right. Baiting him. And then Earl rocks in late and he's like, what did he say? He's like, something about his dog got hit by a car again.
Sorry, Red, my dog's been hit by a car. Yeah. It's like, didn't this happen last week?
Yeah, didn't this happen on Tuesday, maybe, or something?
Yeah, and he's like, No, you vouched for me, Red, because we were. I like it that he has to explain that, you know, they used to work together in the factory, in the warehouse, or the car factory, or whatever, and now he's, you know, giving him a break and got him a job with PriceMart.
Yeah, and then that's where he's like, all right, let's just get to work. And he's like, it's not about right after my cup of joe. I'm useless without my coffee.
Yeah.
is that you in the morning? You can't work without coffee? Or
no, nah, man, I'm all good. I go till about 10 o'clock, and then one of the boys comes to work, and he makes a wicked coffee, so.
Yeah, okay. See,
I'm already at the gym by that time.
Yeah, I know, but like you get to work and you're just like, some people maybe need that coffee to get them going, but.
They do. It's a mind thing, I think.
Yeah, I'd rather just have a can of Coke.
Can of cola?
Yep. GC, glass Coke. Cool.
Yep. what time is the earliest time you have a Coke?
Fuck, man, I'll have a Coke for breakfast.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How are your teeth having fallen out?
Ding, 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 ding. They look pretty good. I don't know. It's just how it is.
Gone cake.
But that's right. Eric's like, wow, he must not have had his coffee for years. That's where Red starts laughing.
Yeah, he pisses himself. And that's when he slams down the trolley with all the boxes. And he's like, what is going on? What's your deal? Points at him. And Rachel's is like, what the fuck?
And then that's where it goes across to the driveway, yeah?
Yeah. And Kelso shooting hoops by himself, like in a constant... Like straight over and over and over.
Just solo looping it, yeah?
Yeah, just looping it to himself. What? Yeah. I'm not lonely.
That's right, because Donna comes in from that bloody back door.
Yeah, the back door, and there's nothing in the garage. I do love when you really get a good shot of the garage here. It's got, like, all the little details exposed, like the bits of cardboard on the ground where the oil leaks are and stuff of the car. Like, it's really cool. I like it. Makes it feel legit anyway.
That's it. It's probably one of the most legit-looking sets on the whole show.
Yeah, probably is actually, yeah. If they had a ranking of like the best garage sets in TV series, that'd be number one.
Yeah, the Simpsons one's pretty good.
Yeah, true.
So
yeah.
Just at the start where he drives in and...
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. You were saying he was talking about feeling lonely and Donna's like, I'll totally make fun of you. Doesn't he say, if you get emotional... I'll totally make fun of you if you get emotional. And he's like, fair enough.
Yeah, yeah. And then he gets emotional.
That's right. And then he's like, she's like, this is about Jackie.
Yeah.
No, that's right. He's like, yes, what gave it away? And she's like, because that's all you ever talk about, you stupid dill hole.
Stupid dill hole? She's giving me advice. Was
that the word you were thinking of, dill hole?
No, it wasn't dill hole. Yet. Oh, I found it. No.
Shout out.
No, I can't think of it. It's like... No, I can't think of it. Damn it.
Dill hole. Dick lips. No, 25. I can't
think of it. No.
25?
No, it wasn't that one. No.
Fair enough. Donna gives him some advice about Jackie's never coming back because he slept with someone else. And he's like, that was like a month ago. Oh,
God.
And he's got that funny waddle.
Yeah, that waddle storm out where he goes at the back. Storm out. Yeah. It's so good. God. Everyone gets over things in a month, so.
Yeah, then we get down in the basement and we have a 360.
Yeah.
Actually, a month went pretty quick because 3 weeks of that was last week's episode.
Yeah.
So that means like the 10 episodes before that where he cheated.
Yeah.
Where he got busted happened in like a week.
Yeah, exactly right. It's popping through the months. Weeks.
Anyway.
And that's when Kelsey's a bit angry. He's talking about how Jackie's like a midget. And how midgets creep him out.
That's right, because he's like, he realizes that she's short and he doesn't like short people. They creep him. They're creepy and always sneaking up on you.
Mm.
And that's where Fez is like, maybe because she's a tiny little whore.
Oh, yeah. This rips her.
I meant to hurt you, but I hurt myself because I love her.
I hurt myself.
Yeah, because he loves her. And then that's where Eric's like chuffed because he's cracking Red up.
Mm-hmm.
And not by tripping or getting wet or vomiting.
Yeah. He's like, did you bang your head? Hyde's like, did you bang your head? I said, no.
Yeah, he's like, did you bump your head? That's good stuff.
That's good stuff.
And then Eric's pumped that at work they're just two guys who enjoy hanging out with each other and chewing out on other people.
Yeah. But then he's like, he's talking about how, is this where he's talking about how, what's his name? Earl is like a dumbass lightning rod.
Yeah, a bit further on, because before you've got, Foreman, now you know how we feel when he yells at you.
Yeah,
it really is hilarious, man. You get all bug-eyed and stuffy.
Yeah, bug-eyed and stuffy. And that's when, oh, because then it goes back to Kelso A, and he's like, I'm free.
That's right. He thinks he hasn't seen nearly enough naked chicks, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. He's like, I'm free that midget.
Yeah, Fez's line, he kills it, though. He's like, sometimes I look at naked ladies, and then I get exhausted. And then I get a second win, and I'm ready for more naked ladies.
More naked ladies.
Yeah, and that's where Eric says, like what you said, Earl. Earl's like a dumbass lightning rod.
Yes. Okay.
That's the sick song. The Offspring Lightning Rod from the album Smash. Fuck, that's a sick song. But you got to listen to the song before it, because it sort of ends with like a helicopter, like, and it rolls into the next song.
Yeah, I can't remember it. Can't recall.
Yeah, so go listen to it when you get a sec. So okay. The Offspring, Smash, the song is Lightning Rod, whatever the song is before it, listen to both of them, one after the other.
Okay, will do.
And that's where, like you said, Kelso says something about free of that midget. It's like the world is my oyster and I'm ready to shuck it.
Shuck it, yeah. That was pretty cool. It was good. I like that.
Yeah, it's a good liner.
Let me go the front doorway. Oh, no, because he's going to be like, I'm going to start dating again, right?
Yeah, and then we go.
I'm boldly gonna go where no man's gone before.
That's right. The
Star Trek line.
Yeah, and then he goes up to the lounge room, like you're saying, and he rings the doorbell, and Kitty answers.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, "Hello, I'm here. I'm here to take Laurie on a date," and Kitty laughs at him. She's like, No, you mean Eric." Yeah. And then that's when Hyde walks past, and he says what you said. He's like, "What did he say?
He's like." You're bowling. You're not going where no one's been. You're boldly going where every man's been before.
That's right. He's like, you're dating Larry, man. You're boldly going where every man's gone before. And Kitty's like, Steven, it's not very nice to be so truthful.
Truthful. Yeah. And then she walks down the stairs and sees, like, you pausing out? Yeah, it's all right. And then she goes downstairs and then sees Kelso's got some random-ass flowers. What are they? I can't remember what they are, but she's like, Kelso, I said roses, stupid. So then she walks out, and then he walks out, and Hyde's like, what was Hyde's like? Hyde's like, those two are going to have the most stupidest babies. And Kitty just like cracks up laughing and then turns around to Hyde. She's like, Kelso, I don't know, what did she say to Hyde?
Well, he goes, no offense, Mrs. Foreman, but those two could make the dumbest babies ever. And then she's laughing like the cool hysteric Kitty laughing. Yeah, that's right. She's like, that's not funny.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And then that's where we head over to the kitchen where the Foreman's eating dinner.
They're eating dinner, yeah. And you know, Eric and Red are having this moment, and he's like, hey, Pop, like full on, like chatting to him like they're best mates now. And they're having this like connection moment about how they rag on another guy.
Yeah, that's right. And Kitty's pleased that her two fillers are working so well together.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
And then that's where she asks about Earl.
Yeah, well, she likes Earl.
Yeah, and Red's like, he's all right, but his goddamn dogs can't go a day without getting hit.
Getting hit, yeah.
And then that's where he acknowledges how good Eric's been at work.
Mm, yep.
And then they all start laughing at Eric's expense.
Yes.
Yep.
Do they?
Yeah, yeah. Eric's like, oh, remember when Earl did such and such? And then he's like, oh, yeah, yeah. And then he has that. Starts saying that joke. I can't remember what his joke was. And then Hyde butts in at the end. He's like, there once was a man from Nantucket.
Nantucket. Oh, yeah, that pulled up a dress and said, fuck it. Is that how that goes?
I'm
pretty sure how that goes. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Kitty cuts him off after he says that.
Yeah, because he had this big grin on his face, like, he's stoked.
Yeah.
Then we go to the basement.
Then we go down to the. That's when we go down to the basement, yeah?
Yeah, basement, and Laurie's just hanging out, brushing her hair, and everyone's, like, standing there looking at her like, why is she here now? It's, like, taking the spot of Jackie. She's hanging in the basement, and
Eric goes slowly, like, hey, Laurie, can you get out?
Get out! Like, screams in her ear.
And then he's like, thanks.
Thanks. She gets up. And then
she invites Kelso up to her room to move her bookcase.
That's right, yeah. And then
did you see Window Watch?
No, window watch. No, what was
window there? Window watch. In the back window one was the bike watch. Tire, but no grass in the back one this time. Just the bike tire.
Mixing it up. Yeah, mixing it up this time.
It was funny because on the side one at the bottom of the stairs, there was like a little bit of grass, but something that was like really bright orange. It almost looked like one of those. You remember the trolls with the
hair? Yeah.
Yeah, it looked like one of them. And then there was like grass in the other one. Could be. It was just bright orange.
Hmm.
Okay. But getting so window watch is done. Hey.
Yeah. Window watch.
Yeah. And then that's where.
Oh, I'm just moving around down here. And Steph.
Because once Laurie asked him to come up for the move for bookcase, he goes to him. He's like, that means we're going to have sex. And that's where Eric confronts Kelso. He's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So Fez is like, man. They're going to have sex. Get the wax out of your ears.
Get the wax out of your ears. Yeah, and then trying to tell, Kelso, it's not love.
Mm.
He's like, then, well, I like her. She's okay.
She's okay. But he's like, the basement is their fortress of solitude.
Mm.
Yep. So, like Superman's fortress of solitude.
Yeah, you can't bring it down.
And then that's where he comes to the conclusion, doing it with Laurie is convenient because he's already there.
Yeah, he's already there. I did like that, eh? That was really cool.
Yeah, and then that's Laurie pokes her head back down.
Yeah.
And she's like, my bookcase isn't going to move itself, or maybe it will.
Yeah, it runs back upstairs.
Damn it.
Yeah. I gotta go.
Yeah. When she said that, I was like, dildos, rubber dicks for everybody.
What, wasn't there there was an episode before where they grabbed the what's it called? The back massager. And she's like, you're not fooling anyone.
Mm. But do you remember what that quote was out of that I just said? Stifler, American Pie 2, he's running around the dildo.
Yes.
He's
American
like,
Pie 2,
rubber dicks for everybody. Yes. And then he can't work out which room he got it from, and he puts it in the wrong drawer.
I do remember that one, yeah. I was excited. Yeah. Lesbian Stronghold,
yeah.
Yeah. And we got the back porch.
Old man on the back porch, and what are they doing? They're talking about how great it is to... that's right, Donna's talking about how great it is to see Jackie finally happy.
Yeah,
and that's
where like
Jackie thinks she's trying to tell us some bad news.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's like, are you trying to tell me some bad news or are you making fun of my butt?
Yeah. No, your butt is great.
Great? Fantabulous, whatever she
says.
That's
right. Yeah. So she's trying to like get it nice and smooth out before she breaks the news that Laurie and Kelso are dating.
Yeah. She seemed a bit shocked by that they were dating.
She's very shocked. She's very shocked. She's like, ah! I'm okay.
She's okay. And then we go into the split screen in the basement of the kitchen,
We haven't seen the split screen for a while. I did like this. So, like, the angle of the first split screen is pretty cool, too, how they're looking at front on through the kitchen bench, the breakfast bar, whatever you want to call it. Then they split screen about how Hyde's talking to Kelso and Kitty's talking to Laurie how this isn't going to work. And I do really like the writing, hey.
Yeah, it's pretty much an intervention.
Mm.
About their relationship, and they talk about their good qualities to lay the platform for their bad qualities.
Yeah.
And then I like how like Kitty and Hyde's words complement one another. Like you said, very good writing in this scene.
Yeah. She's like, what were you thinking? And then Hyde's like, you got to learn to think.
Yeah. I like the one, the quote is, if they were this frozen pizza, what is it? He's like, if they were this frozen pizza, it wouldn't taste like monkey butt.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Hyde and Kitty both think that they made their point, and Laurie feels she needs to get her own place, and Kelso thinks the pizza doesn't taste like monkey butt.
Yeah, this doesn't taste like monkey butt.
And then that's where we go over to Red's office again. And
yeah, back to Price.
Earl's late again, and he's like,
Earl's late again.
My dog got hit by my car got hit by a dog. I mean, another car. A car accident.
And then he's like, accident. Yeah, and that's when Red's like, Eric, leave.
He's like, take a break somewhere else other than here. Ooh, and Eric goes and sits outside the door.
The door, yeah. He fucking bombs him.
Robot,
like, yeah, they like slow it down.
Muffled abuse. And then you get a couple of words that you understand and then some more muffled abuse. And sort of Eric sort of keeps slipping down.
Yeah. He's like, shocked.
To pass the time. So he's probably on his like half hour lunch break or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, he did say it was half an hour.
Yeah. No, oh, there you go.
He burned him for 15 minutes. Yeah. Yeah, he cried. Yeah,
didn't you tell him to go? Didn't you tell him to go on a break for half an hour?
Yeah, lunch I think so, you're probably right. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, and then we go over
Elle
to the
fired.
Kitchen.
Elle's gone. Elle gets fired.
Yeah, Elle gets sacked. And then they go over to the kitchen, and that's where Eric and Red come from home from work, and Kitty's doing that crossword at the table there.
Yeah. Yep. And Eric's not happy Red, with.
Yeah, well, Red has to tell Kitty that he let Elle go, and Eric's not happy about it.
No, he's like, you should have handled this way better. Like, you just yelled at him for 15. Like, you yelled at him until he cried.
Yeah. Like, let Elle go. You yelled at him until he cried. And then Eric thinks that Red handled the Elle situation badly because he was your friend. That's what he says. Mm. He's like, he was your friend.
That's right. He's like, work is work.
And then that's where Eric gets pissed because he can't have his own opinion. Remember when Red storms out and Kitty's like telling him pretty much to shut up. He's like, well, I'm pissed. Like, I should be able to have my own opinion.
Yeah.
And that's like, he's like, because without Earl, he's back to dumbass.
Yeah.
And he's like, and that's where he's like, Red's just mean.
He's mean. Yeah. But that's when Kitty convinces Eric that that's Red's way of showing his affection.
Yeah. But before that, even his quote was solid. Like it hit hard. It was like, man, why does he have to be such a hard ass all the time?
Yeah, yeah, he's had enough. Yeah, maybe he saw himself in Earl when he was getting blown apart.
Probably.
That's what he's been getting for the last 17 years.
Yeah, and maybe that's why he's feeling so, like, he's got such a strong opinion about it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And then, yeah, Kitty's like, oh, come on, Eric, that's how he expresses himself. And she's like, your father yells at you because he cares. And then that's where Eric has the moment where he remembers all the time Red yelled at him. He's
all got the all faces. Yeah.
Yeah, the hands best above one. The yeah, hands above the covers. That's the best one.
Yeah.
You're right. And then he's like, I guess he really, really cares.
He really cares.
and Kitty laughs and she's like, if not, you're moving out soon.
Yeah. Yeah, then we is that it?
Down to the basement.
In the basement, and Jackie's talking about Laurie.
That's right. That's Jackie's telling how much she hates Laurie.
Yeah, Laurie's bitching about Laurie while Jackie's and Fez is getting angry because he's watching Hollywood Squares. I'm trying to
listen
to Hollywood Squares.
Yeah, no offense, Eric, but your sister is a slut.
Yeah,
and Eric feels exactly the same way. He's like. But once we're on the same page, I think, was it not since the Smokey and the Bandit?
Since we agreed, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then Hyde agrees that they all hate Laurie, but doesn't it acknowledge the fact that they love Jackie? Because remember how Jackie's
He just like, oh, hey, Laurie. Yeah, then just stops. That's when they come in, right?
Yeah.
That face off?
That's right. Cause before that, Fez gets pissed because he missed Lamb Chop. I think said a joke or something, yeah?
Yeah, he missed a part. He's pissed, yeah.
Yeah. He's done. And then, that's right, Laurie and Kelso walk in, and Laurie's not happy that Jackie's there.
Yeah, yeah.
And my house. That's right, she said, this is my house. But what is Eric? Oh, Jackie says, so Eric wants me here, don't you? And looks across at him, he's like,
yeah.
Well, yes, I do.
Yes, I do. It's so good.
And then they argue a bit, and then, I think Laurie's like, you better watch your back.
Yeah.
And this burner, man. What was the burner? Do you remember the line?
Oh, well, you better get... Oh, no, you say it. I can't remember it.
She's like, really? Well, you should stop spending so much time on yours. And then Kelsey's like, oh!
Burn! It is so good. And then she's like, turns around this big gasping mouth. He's like, what? He's like, so I just appreciate a good burn.
Mm. Yeah. And that's where Fez is like, Jackie... That was a really good burn. So please sit next to Fez. And he looks across at Don. He's like, move it.
That was so improvised there. You could see she pisses herself laughing.
That was solid, man. I had a good laugh.
That was good. Yeah, it's just a pre-fight to when they do swear off.
Yeah, because that must be coming up.
I think it's next episode.
Yeah, because they go fisticuffs, yeah? So,
yeah. That's a really good one, that one. Yeah. Then we credits, right?
Credits in the driveway with Red, yeah?
Yes. Because he's been made late because Eric's in the shower too long.
Shep's in the shower too long.
What did I say?
You said Shep.
Eric, no, you said Eric was in the
I'm not Eric. Actually, probably I would be Eric if I was
Eric's
one of them.
Eric's in the shower too long.
Yeah, he's like, what have you been doing in there? Don't you know it wastes water?
Yeah.
And now he's like pissed because he's not going to be the first one there.
Yeah.
And then Eric's like, I love you too, Dad. He's like, stop being weird. And Eric thanks him. He's like, thanks.
Thank you. And they drive off, right?
Fuck, so funny. So funny. That's the end of the episode.
That's an episode, yes.
So with that said, what are we up to now, Mr. Toddy?
We're up to everyone's favorite game show host.
Everybody's favorite podcast game show?
That's it, yes. I mean, you are everyone's favorite podcast host, I guess. So.
Ah, thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Toddy, on behalf of everyone.
No dramas at all.
What is the name of this epic podcast game show?
You say it better than me.
Have you been paying attention?
Yeah! I'm better at editing the music in, so.
Very good.
Okay.
First one.
Kick us off, yep.
What is on the nameplate on Red's office? On Red's office door, sorry, I'll make it specific. What is the nameplate on Red's office door? Is it A, R.Foreman, B, manager, or C, office?
I think it's manager.
Think it's manager? Lock in B?
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. B is correct. Yeah. It says manager on his office. Yo-yo.
Wait, I thought I remember saying that. Yeah, cool.
You should have. It showed it quite a few times.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, mad.
Especially when Eric's trying to listen in on Earl getting sacked.
Yeah. Yeah. They closed up on it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Question two. How many minutes does Earl cry for when Red yells at him? Is it A, 15 minutes, B, 20 minutes, or C, 30 minutes?
It is 15 minutes of crying.
He does. He cries for a solid 15 minutes. Ding, 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 ding. 100%. Yeah, we haven't had that for a while.
No, it's been a while. Yeah, I got it. Yoo-hoo.
Actually, that's a lie. We did it when we all got 100% when Jeremiah did it.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, he did send me a message of that saying, he's like, I should have made it way harder.
Yeah. And you got the bonus questions on that as well, I think, for both of them.
Mm.
Good job.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Scores.
I think I scored. Did I score first last week?
You did, yeah. Okay, I'll go this week. I like this episode. I forgot. I always forget about it. It's always lost. I don't know why. I think it's lost. There's not much going on in the episode, but for what they've got in there, it's pretty cool. But yeah, it kind of jumps around a little bit. But yeah, it's a really random plot, but I liked it. I liked that they're building up the fight between Laurie and Jackie.
Yep.
What else happened? I like Earl got introduced. Dude, Where's My Car? Remember, he's in Dude, Where's My Car? He's always plays that same guy. But no, it's cool. It's cool to see the dynamics of Eric and Red. But yeah, I was going to give this 7.5 out of 10.
Okay. Very good. I think it wasn't an episode I remember. It was a bit of a filler episode for me.
Yeah.
I'd probably just give it a 7.
Yeah.
There was a couple of cool bits in there. I think that's probably the best bit was the Fez, I reckon, improv bit at the end where he's like, Jackie, come and sit next to me, and he yells at Donna. I thought that was really solid.
Oh, yeah, really? Okay. Yeah.
That's right. Because a lot of the improv stuff normally is. That's what makes the show so good. Like,
yeah.
The time when, obviously, when Kutcher always bangs his fucking leg and falls over and shit.
Yeah,
and
Kutcher's the best.
The Donna's cat, when Mr. Bonkers died and Red delivers his line, that was one of my favorite bits in the whole show. So I do love the bit of improv that they leave in.
Yeah, I don't think they do much of it. When they do it, it's really cool.
Yeah, it makes it very unique. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I agree.
Yep.
Sick.
That's all the notes for me for this week. Same. On episode 20, what are we up to? 23?
It's 24.
24, episode 24, Red fired up. So what'd you say? We've got two episodes left to the end of the season.
Two left, 25 and 26.
Sick.
What's the next one? I think it's Catfight or something. I can't remember off the top of my head. I'm pretty sure it was like, I'm almost confident it's when Laurie and Jackie fight, but I think it's, I know the last episode's called Moon Over Point Place.
Oh, yeah, this one's called Catfight Club.
That's it, yeah. I knew it had fight in there somewhere. Yeah, cool. Yep. Wait, two more eps and then Dunsky's for season two.
Yeah, nice, and then we'll have to drop a special episode or a couple of special episodes, maybe another that 90s and maybe another rewatch.
Yeah, we'll see how we go.
Yep, sounds good to me.
Stiff. All right, cool, man. Thanks again for doing this.
Anytime.
Cool.
All right, and we'll talk all our fans out there, hello, Wisconsin.
Hello, Wisconsin. Bye.
Yeah. Hello, Wisconsin.
killed it.